Okay, we'll be quiet now.
That is so nice.
Hello, everyone. This is Donna, and you are muted, and we are being recorded. If you would like to speak, you hit star 6, and when you're through speaking, you'll hit star 6 again. And our host, Dwayne Dubrowski, is going to explain this to you. So I'll let you go ahead, Dwayne. You'll have to hit star 6.
Good evening, everyone. We would like to be aware of those of you attending this class, and we would like to meet you, know more about you, and know where you are from. If you would like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer. Or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Barbara, Marlene, Cindy, Donna Korth, Lenore, Sharon, Donna Dregan, and myself, Dwayne. We present this class and are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like help, to help us even, to please contact Donna Korth, Barbara Gabbert, or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. You may express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class, and we will honor them and you. We are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission is within our heart-centered community. We realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. We have a wonderful class tonight with Master Omram, who ascended to heaven in 1985 and has recently visited the center of the earth as well as the great central sun. I would like to ask Lenore Harris, one of our beloved team members, to give you a little introduction to this dear master. Lenore, are you available at this time?
Hello?
Yes. Thank you. You're here. I can hear you.
Okay, great. I know and love Master Omram as a great wisdom master. Mikhail Ivanov was born in Bulgaria in 1900. He was an adventurous, energetic little boy and was very spiritual, having notable spiritual experiences at the ages of 6 and 9. He read extensively and at age 15 discovered Buddha and rhythmic breathing, and at that time experienced his first ecstatic bliss state. He was focused on opening his mind to wisdom, purifying his heart, and strengthening his will. As a young man, he became interested in a charismatic religious movement in Bulgaria that was gaining quite a following, led by Peter Dunov. In this teacher and this teaching, which had roots in ancient China and India, he found what his soul had been searching for. Mikhail became a devoted student of Peter Dunov, discovering the powers of his own higher self and the presence of his inner guide. Mikhail worked side by side with his spiritual master, even as he pursued his education, became a teacher, and eventually was appointed director of a college. Eventually, he began a series of spiritual talks for the peasant population of the region, who attended in great numbers. In 1937, Peter Dunov sent Mikhail to France on his mission to be the bearer of the spiritual teaching, which he had symbolized as a precious stone in a prophetic allegory. Mikhail knew that he was destined to endure great ordeals, which he did, including imprisonment for a time. He gave public talks for 10 years, laying the foundation in France for Peter Dunov's teaching and preparing to bring it to fruition. Altogether, he taught for almost 50 years in France until his death in 1985. During that time, he had given more than 5,000 talks, and his teaching had a following of thousands throughout the world. His talks were notable for having a very practical wisdom, using everyday life examples and his unique perspective. In the summer of 1953, Mikhail and a group of followers began having summer conventions at a place in the country called the Bonpland. It was a small piece of property in a remote, rugged area that had been donated to the French fraternity. Over time, these conventions extended to 3 months, with people arriving from all areas of France and Switzerland, coming together to experience community. One thing he loved about this property was the steep hill on the east side that had a perfect view of the rising sun. The group would gather there every morning and meditate together on the sun. In 1959, Mikhail Ivanov went on a year-long spiritual journey in India, visiting many great adepts. One of them gave him his new name, Omram. Omram taught what he called Surya Yoga, Surya being the Sanskrit word for sun. He says in a book entitled Toward a Solar Civilization, quote, in the universal white brotherhood, men and women develop all the qualities and virtues, for Surya Yoga includes them all. Now you can see how important it is that you realize what great blessings you receive when you go to see the sun rise in the morning. By the practice of Surya Yoga, you establish a link between yourself and the power that governs and gives life to the whole universe, the sun. That is why you must necessarily get results, end quote. Omram taught that we could drink in the qualities of God, the very essences of God emanating from the sun. He saw the sun as a living being, the most generous of all beings, showering all continuously with his light, warmth, and love. He said we should become as generous as the sun. He saw nature, too, as a living being, and he saw light as a living being. These are common themes in his teachings. As a footnote, all of his teachings were oral public talks, and his followers eventually did transcribe them all. And there are many, many, many books by Omram that you can get, and they are all his talks. I would like to read just a part of one of the daily meditations. There, this publishing company Prosveda that publishes his teachings every year puts out daily meditations for that year, and there are little excerpts from different talks, and this is one part of the one from July 29th, just day before yesterday, and it says, quote, try to organize your life in such a way that light occupies more and more of a place in it. In spring and summer, go and contemplate the rising sun, with the thought that you can receive its rays in the same way that you take in food, water, and air. And speak to them, too, saying, oh, luminous rays, permeate my being. Chase away the clouds that darken my sky. They already permeate you without your knowledge, of course. But if you are conscious and pay attention, if you fill yourself with their light and warmth, and the conviction that something is growing and developing within you, gradually you will feel revitalized by new vibrations. Okay, thank you, Dwyn.
Thank you, Lenore. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
The Master's desire to encourage you and help you to feel comfortable with them. You do not have to feel like you must be perfect to be friends with the masters. They want to be your friends and are here to serve you. I suggest you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around, take notes, and meditate with us. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have muted you. You can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to ask a question during our class. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone, and when you are through speaking, press star 6 again, and you will be muted again. This is important to block out noise and interference. We ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or comment so that we can finish our class on time. I desire to share a few opportunities coming up in the Heart Center this summer and beyond, and Mayer University and conferences. August 31st and September 7th, we'll be having a Mayer University course, Heliosophy, Sun Wisdom for the Golden Age. It's a webinar, and it'll be sponsored by beloved Omram Mikhail Ivanov. So we know it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And our instructors are going to be Ralph Raffs and David Christopher Lewis. And we have our free monthly class, the Masters Speak, an interview webinar series, alternating each month with El Moria, Mother Mary, and Master Ofra on Brotherhood, Mother Mary on Abundance, and El Moria on the Aura Book. And our next class is going to be August 20th with Kuan Yin. You need only to register once a year for the sponsored series, and then you're set for the year. And then September 14th to 22nd, an autumn equinox sacred journey with St. Germain to southeastern Canada with one-day seminar in Montreal, St. Germain on Meditation on September 14th, which I believe that we can sign up for that one class if we don't attend the rest of the conference. And then December 18th through 21st this year, the 12 Archangels resurrect the Temple Fountains of Lemuria, a winter solstice celebration in San Diego, California. And then you may be familiar with our morning broadcast from 6 to 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, and then adjusting as you go across the country. And then to join by phone call with one of our telephone numbers that are available, and if you require getting that, you can let us know at the end of the class. And then, yes. So that's something to look forward to. And I'd like to give an invocation at this time. Beloved Father, Mother God, we come in gratitude to you to be together and heart share with the hosts of heaven and each other. In the name I am that I am and the presence of each one on our call, beloved angels, masters sponsoring our class and the Heart Center, be with us and open our consciousness for our understanding and receiving the light for our growth and inspiration on our spiritual path. Amen. We do a breathing exercise. It's a breathing meditation, also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and a part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand, close your eyes, and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead, between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light, entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said the Holy Spirit is of a female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of 8. Breathe in. I breathe in the Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. And again, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Thank you. Tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our earth. Tonight we will share together a prayer. We have another prayer. Actually, this is going to be a song. And it is called I Am the Sun. We will next do this song. It's 20.001 in your prayer book, and it's also located in our songbook. Sing it as a prayer, as a devotional with the Master Omram and his angels who are with us tonight, helping and guiding our class. Donna will play the song at this time. You are muted, so you will not be able to hear anyone else singing. Thank you, Donna. We have one more thing before we get deeper into our class. Let us honor Master Omram with a special prayer, which we sent to you on the back of your snail mail or in an email. It is also found on page 20.013 in the Heart Center prayer book. 20.013, Omram, come. Blessed Omram, Master Bright, O noble Teacher Pure, we bask in your supernal light, your presence blazing sure. Raise us unto immortal spheres, our consciousness now free. With you the solar way appears, God's radiant sons are we. Om Ram, Om Ram, Om Ram, Om. Om Ram, Om Ram, Om Ram, come. Blessed Omram, Master dear, now meditate with us. Oh, still our minds reveal right here our holy stimulus. Raise us unto immortal spheres, our souls and spirits free. Your heart of love all life endears through grace, felicity. Om Ram, Om Ram, Om Ram, Om. Om Ram, Om Ram, Om Ram, come. Blessed Omram, Master dear, you strip the veils away. With every word you bring to us the light, the truth, the way. We now apply our heart at hand, we see reality. As we become the blazing suns that we are meant to be. Om Ram, Om Ram, Om Ram, Om. Om Ram, Om Ram, Om Ram, come. Om Mani Padme Hum Aum. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwen. That's great.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're about to start on this amazing story about the Hollow Earth. And all that Omram brings to us from what he has discovered since he ascended into heaven and has gotten to visit a lot of these interesting places that we study from time to time. But I think the Hollow Earth is particularly interesting. I'm just going to give you a little background here. A lot of people on our planet, even living today, know about the Hollow Earth. Some are happy about it. Some would like to go down there and visit it. And they're having difficulty finding the openings anymore. But here's the basic background. Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd, Jr. of the United States Navy was also a pioneering polar explorer, and he was an aviator. And he received the Medal of Honor for all of the things that he did in his time serving in the Navy. He died in 1957. But on one of the trips that he took, I think it was in February, March area of 1947, he found the inside of the Earth. He discovered an entrance at 80 degrees latitude at the North Pole, and there he went in. He went in this small aircraft, actually, and found that there was a whole other Earth inside there, a whole other place, and that the Earth was hollow. He said that in its nucleus, or in its center, there shines a sun that illuminates nature, and it's similar to the sun of our planet. And Sharon's going to be telling you about that. He saw what he called unidentified foreign objects, and that's those were their particular craft that the people in that area used. And he met a new civilization that was quite a bit taller than us. They had blonde hair and blue eyes, and they were very friendly. He saw animals that we no longer have on the outside of our planet. Basically, I would call them dinosaurs from his description. He met with the leaders there who asked him to please warn the rest of the people of the United States not to continue with their bomb experiments, or it would cause the collapse of our civilization if it went unattended. Now, there was another researcher named Rodney Clough who met a woman who was a good friend of Admiral Byrd's, and she confirmed all of this that later was found written in his in Admiral Byrd's diary. And she confirmed all of it. She said that Admiral Byrd told her the whole story, and he told her that the government had warned him not to tell his story to anyone, that this was to be kept a secret, or he would be in big trouble. Now, another person who has been to the center of the Earth is known as Olaf Jansen. He's a Norwegian, and he presented a whole variety of data. He confirmed that the people were up to 15 feet tall and that there were grapes that grew on clusters there as big as oranges, and there were apples, he said, as big as his head. He said they had very advanced technology. He said that due to the world's axis shift, the openings are no longer at the original geographical location, and he has been unable to go back. There was another man named Steve Curry, another researcher, who also wrote about his experiences in the center of the Earth. So these are some, this is just a little background of what we know to be there at some level, and this is what we will hear more about in a moment from Omram Mikhail Ivanov that Lenora just told you about. So let me go there now and bring this up, and we'll have it in just a moment.
I have visited the great central sun. I have visited the sun, center of many starry worlds within the cosmos. And this night, I, blessed ones, take you to a deeper level of beingness, facilitated by your journey in consciousness to the center of the Earth, where you may feel the light of God blazing and fully present, augmenting that which you have already self-realized of beingness at the core of your being. For from this point of your divine reality, there is a sentient awakening of your higher spirit, of a reality far beyond what many of you have conceived as possible of realizing in this life. And I bring you here so that you may at least, for a moment in time and space, know surcease from stress, struggle, and strain, peace from the cares, concerns, and anxieties of living upon this sphere. For you see, there has been an evolution of light living within the earth that has maintained a great, quickened state of solar beingness for eons of time. They have literally held the sacred space of light for Earth's evolutions on the surface. And this night, having made contact with these divine ones, you are enriched, you are enlivened, you are suffused with the radiant streams and God essences of what they hold as near and dear for you and for all of the earth within their sacred hearts of light. If you pause during moments of time during your day to again make contact with God, in whatever form the Divine One is represented best for you. And if you choose to return to the center of the earth, even for a moment, to contact this great light, energy field of the Sun of Even Pressure, you will have an infusion, a grace of new possibilities, of resolution attainment, and that quickening, the dawning of new virtues of light within your being.
Okay, I'm going to call in some Cindy in just a moment, but I just wanted to tell you, we heard this on one of our free classes. The it's called a class of wholeness, I think, and we heard it on a Friday night. And when you meditate and as you listen to these, your soul can actually go places and be aware of things that your conscious self is not of. And sometimes I believe that happens to us when we are listening to some of these amazing heart streams by some of these masters who help us so much as we struggle in so many areas on this planet. And so when he talked about that we had made contact with these divine ones, I believe it was our souls, and I believe we later had the option, if we wanted, because he invited us, in fact, to go to the center of the earth if we wanted to in our soul consciousness at night. We don't always remember. In fact, we usually don't remember what happens. Sometimes we have dreams that kind of summarize a little bit of something unusual that happened, but we don't always even remember our dreams. But right now I would like Cindy to tell you about the Sun of Even Pressure, just what is the Sun of Even Pressure. Go ahead, Cindy.
Thank you. Well, the Sun of Even Pressure is a sun that is in the center of the earth. And there are light beings there who, as Omram has just said, have literally held the sacred space of light for all of us evolving here on the surface of the earth. And these light beings are sending powerful energy to help us. Now, they have a lot less to contend with than we do on the surface. They do not have extreme temperatures or seasons of heat or cold. What they have is eternal white light, which is soft and restful. And the climate is very delightful. It's very nice, and it's somewhat like the semi-tropics. So the eternal sun of even pressure produces an atmosphere that is always of equal pressure, and it's very harmonious to all who live within it. So that's what I have on them, the sun of even pressure. Thank you.
Thank you.
It may just be that there may be for you a new life born of spirit that moves you far beyond your past, even the memories of who you have been in past lifetimes or this one, that no longer serve you as a part of your awareness in God. Truly, if you let go of everything that burdens you, your families, your communities, and the earth itself, having amalgamated your consciousness with the eternal and living within the sacred space of light, miracles may ensue. A new divine life may be yours, and a blessedness, a holiness, a presence of peace and love will arise from your core, forevermore to be yours, to enjoy, to live within, and to share.
Very quickly, I just want to mention that I read an interesting report that showed that people that live in the past and are constantly going over, especially the sad things that happened to them or are sad because they can't go back to that area, either one, often live in a state of depression that eventually leads to dementia. People that are continually depressed or living in the past have a higher likelihood in this report. It was 35 to 40% likelihood of going through dementia or maybe even Alzheimer's disease. And he talks here about forgetting the past, let go of that. So we'll go on.
As you know, I have encouraged meditating upon the morning rising sun, for I understand the dynamics of the delivery from the sun to the earth and all of her evolutions, the newness of progressive revelation, inspiration, and divine beingness. For those of you moving upward and inward in your adeptship, this same realization may be yours by going deeply within the core of your being to access that solar reality of your God nature. And for those who choose both vantage points of meditation, there may be a powerful release of the as above, so below experience right within your domain.
Very quickly, in the Lord's Prayer it says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's another example, as above, so below, that Jesus Christ was praying for us. And his desire was for us here on the earth to live a life that is similar or the same, I should say, as it is in heaven. And that's what Omram is talking about here. When he talks about having this same experience, he's talking about the solar plexus area of our body, and when that solar plexus is enlivened and that particular part of your body is in a alignment with Almighty God, amazing things can happen, real miracles can happen with that, but we won't go into that tonight.
As you receive the sun's rays and stimulating fires within your heart, and as you then transfer and radiate them to all life through your own awareness, trued to the divine source. Yes, dearest ones, as your Om Ram, I continue as a solar being to shine forth the light of God to all dimensions and planes of being, to those who accept God's grace, God's love, God's fire. I count you among my disciples if you would have me in an intimate conversation and communion daily and hourly. And as you stay trued to your true self, in a moment-by-moment communion, by which and through which your enlightened state of being manifests simply, radiantly, purely, you will find a newness of beingness, a transcendence of purpose and possibilities. And within this sphere of your God identity, truly be as an honorable one, an inspiration and an example to hundreds, thousands, and even millions upon earth.
by your pure example. These Friday evening diamond purity services are key for many of you to glean and to absorb higher cosmic crystalline frequencies from the great central sun stepped down to earth and to you by many solar beings and shining stars in the heavenly realms of light. And when you can be in that absorptive mode of consciousness, simultaneously with that mode of exaltation whereby you yourself radiate light as you have during this service, your purpose within this lifetime will be more joyfully fulfilled, and you may truly endear yourself to all the nature spirits, to cosmic beings, angels, and archangels, and thereby win your freedom eternally in the light. Now I would reveal to you the names of certain divine angelic presences who will assist you in focalizing the frequencies of God consciousness from the centrality of beingness within the core of the earth. Whenever you choose to meditate from this point of reality, these ones are here for you, as they have been for the Agarthians for eons, to focalize the most amazing and powerful streams of divine and God consciousness.
Now, I would like to call on Sharon to share a little bit about who the Agarthians are. So,
thank
Sharon,
you, Donna.
Right.
The Agarthians are a race of supermen and women who reside in a subterranean kingdom in the Earth's core. They occasionally come to the surface to oversee the development of the human race. And as Donna mentioned before, Admiral Byrd's flight in 1947 entered the Earth at the North Pole, and he spoke of meeting emissaries from Agartha. He described them as the entire culture is a utopian culture. They were giants. They are giants who live from 400 to 800 years. They are highly advanced in science, and they often use telepathy to communicate. They are different races in the inner earth, and they are very articulate. They use advanced technology, which allows each person to create his or her daily food and clothing. They are able to bend time and transport from one point to another almost instantaneously. How cool is that? The Agarthians always ask for permission when working with nature. They ask the plants for permission before consuming them or cutting them down. They also ask Mother Earth before building, and do so build with the lay of the land that best suits their environment. There is no hoarding. Everything is free and ample. There are no rich. There are no poor. They also have direct communication with animals. They use aeroships, and we call them flying saucers. There are many physical portals throughout the planet, and Mount Shasta is one of them, as it sits over one of the spiritual clans of Agartha. With practice, we can reach them in our meditations. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. That gives us a good picture of what these beings are like. We will continue here a little bit.
Use them. Meditate with them. Allow them to have their concourse with you as their auric fields interpenetrate yours, the villages, towns, and cities where you live. See them moving and streaming their light frequencies on behalf of those who are burdened upon earth, who require assistance of any kind.
He's not talking about the Agarthians here. He's talking about certain angels that he will tell you about in a minute. But he talks about using these angels on behalf of those who are burdened upon earth, and our earth is full of burdened people. And one of the things I just want to slip in here and say to you tonight is that there are half a dozen now places where you can get good news that's happening on the earth, good positive things that are being invented, all kinds of great things that people are doing. And if you get burdened by the news, and you, of course, you want to stay up to date on the news so you can be praying for our planet, but don't let it get you down, and don't let yourself hear yourself saying, oh, woe is me, oh my gosh, how can anybody, and I do this myself, how can anybody be raising children on this planet at this time? It's just so awful. And I go to this little Methodist church where people are constantly saying that. Instead of getting together and praying, they're just kind of using, I think of that old expression, wringing their hands over the whole situation. So I'm going to tell you just a couple of things here very quickly that's good news for July 2014. And the first one I tell you, you're going to say, oh my gosh, she is gross. But here it is, hang in there, and don't get mad at me. The first one is, I can hardly say it. Oh dear. Okay, the first one is, smelling farts prevents cancer. Although hydrogen sulfide gas produced when bacteria breaks down food is well known as a pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and flatulence, it is naturally produced in the body, and it could, in fact, be a healthcare hero with significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases, especially cancer, said Dr. Mark Wood in a university release. Although this stinky gas can be noxious in large doses, scientists believe that a whiff here and there has the power to reduce cancer risk, strokes, heart attacks, arthritis, and dementia by preserving the mitochondria of the cells in your body. Researchers are even now coming up with their own compound to emulate the smell's health benefits that will be in the market for sale. One person says, we have exploited this natural process by making a compound called AP39, which slowly delivers very small amounts of this gas specifically to the mitochondria. This is by Professor Matt Whiteman of the University of Exeter Medical School. He says, our results indicate that if stressed cells are treated with AP39, which is smelling farts, mitochondria are protected and your cells will stay alive. So instead of getting upset the next time you catch a whiff, be thankful. The second thing that we can rejoice about tonight is that the UN announces ceasefire between Gaza and Israel this afternoon. I don't know the details because it's very recent. I will mention that there are things going on in the world that are very wonderful. One funny thing, but it's very nice, it's not so funny, but it's very helpful, is in San Francisco, which is unofficially dubbed one of the homeless capitals of the United States and counts nearly 6,500 homeless people there, with 4,300 living on the street. They found that one of the big problems was that people got very depressed. They were homeless mostly because they couldn't take a shower. They couldn't clean up. So they only had about 16 to 20 shower stalls to accommodate all of these, but one lady decided she was going to change all that, and she established buses with shower stalls on them. It's called Showers on Wheels, and it goes around all over San Francisco, around the town, and lets people get in and take showers. She says, one day I passed a woman in the street, and she was very dirty and basically crying. And I heard her say that she would never be clean. There's obviously a lot of layers to that, but I was wondering, she said, what her opportunities were to actually get clean. And so I have established the showers on wheels. So those are a couple of positive things happening. In India, the government's put a genetically modified crop trials on hold. They are to be done no more. Electric cars are increasing abundantly all over the earth and even here in the United States, which means eventually we're not going to be so controlled by the oil industry. Mobile phones are being used in Uganda to nab all kinds of forest criminals, especially those terrorists and drug cartels. Organic farming is on the rise in Europe, and there are a lot more things happening that are very good that we never get to hear about because the media does not tell us. So now we'll go on.
Be them and the miraculous awareness that they bring, allowing every form of virtue to be instilled within the earth and her evolutions. For in this, blessed ones, there will be a certain sustaining grace. There will be transcendence and transmutation. There will be the fulfillment of Jesus' prayer, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." Therefore I call this night to the angels Sanctuel, Ramuel, Graciel, Fortunel, Praniel, Vidiel, Primiel, and Angiel, to stand now within the earth's atmosphere and to blaze, blaze, blaze for the light, for the fulfillment of the prophecies of light of the great masters, avatars, and messengers of truth throughout the ages. Burn through, O sacred fire, now through these your servitors of light within the earth. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse the atmosphere. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse the oceans and the waters, the lakes, seas, rivers, and streams. Burn through, O sacred fire, now to clear the mental belt and the ideation's thoughts and mind streams of light bearers, sons and daughters of God, and the unconscious ones living here. Burn through and transmute the cause and core of all that is less than God perfection, all that is impure, unholy, and untoward. Angels, come forth now and release ampules of sacred fire here, there, and everywhere upon the earth for the victory of the light, for the quelling of the dark streams of unconscious awareness propagated and promulgated by those who serve not the Son of God.
Now, I would like you to be ready to say with Omram, where you are, burn through now, O light. He's going to say this 8 times. So get ready because it'll be to your benefit.
Burn through now, 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 burn through now. Burn through now, O light. Refresh the sons and daughters of God. Give them hope and new opportunity to serve and to be the God, sons and daughters, in the image and likeness in which they were created in the beginning and will arise to be fulfilled again. The ending of their lives and their mission upon the earth. Ra! 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 Now the angels are fulfilling this call in a powerful action that will continue for a fortnight, even extending into through during and after your summer solstice conference here in Livingston, Montana.
A fortnight, in case some of you don't remember, is for 14 days. So this lasted from June 13 through June 26th, and it was a very powerful time, and it did help at doing all these things that he promised. A lot of cleaning up. The reason why we haven't on this planet succumbed to all of this stuff, the poisons, the toxins, and everything else, is because we have angels like these eight angels from the center of the earth and the elementals that we've studied and many other things helping us and taking care of us.
Blessed ones, the miracles of God are possible to be yours by your acceptance, by your vision, by your humility, and your childlike nature. Cosmic expectation, joy, radiant heart, one with the Divine Mother. There is a trumpeting in heaven now, in fulfillment of a prophecy of old. Many are called, and though to date few have been chosen, because they have not all chosen the way of light, many will be awakened and quickened by this action. And as those who have and will remove their heads from the sands, looking up to their source, and feeling the fire within them again, they will rise to serve the light and be, as your brothers and sisters, advocates of truth, virtue, and grace.
So this is very exciting that many of our brothers and sisters here on this planet are going to be awakened. They will become much more intuitive, much more aware. They will become all that they were meant to be. Now, I'd like to share with you just briefly here. Where is it? I don't know if you've heard of Virgo and Pallor, but they are really the hierarchy for the elementals of the earth elements. They are in charge of the gnomes, the elementals, and all of the nature spirits who are the servants of God and man in the planes of matter for the establishment and for the maintenance of our physical plane. And there was an amazing heart stream that came from beloved Pallor some years ago in the previous organization. It's called You Are Our Hope. And he says here, this is Pallor here, it's interesting and encouraging to know that there are those on the earth's surface who have some idea of the possibility that God beings can and do exist within the interior of the earth. We think we have less to contend with than you do, for we do not have extremes of temperatures, nor seasons of heat and cold. We have the eternal white light, which is soft and restful. And as Cindy mentioned, their climate is delightful and like the semi-tropics on Earth, he says here. And then he says, your America will one day have something quite similar, and yet there will always be some slight change of season. seasons, but they will be much less severe than they are now. We have what might be called the eternal sun of even pressure. This produces an atmosphere that is always of equal pressure and harmonious to all who live within it. The mighty I Am Presence, your Lord God Almighty, provides perfect conditions in every phase of its expression. If all of the world could but realize and understand this, the terrible agony that fear produces would drop away entirely from the humanity of Earth's surface. You see, I am cognizant of many of Earth's conditions outside of my own activity here in the center of the Earth. For when we, as you, reach into God's mind in meditation, as you can, all knowledge can be obtained because our motive is pure and unselfish. So that's just a little word from Pelur. And he also says, I am aware of the changes that must take place and the adjustments that you must make in the planetary body. And I come to you to report to you certain of the deliberations of the Council of Earth, which meets in the White Fire Core and which created intelligence in Terra created intelligence from Terra. We have been aware of the burden that has been upon the physical bodies of you who are light bearers, and we would tell you that the burden comes from the enormous burden that is even now upon the elementals, the gnomes and the selfs and all of those who serve on the physical plane. Those who serve to keep the balance of the flow of cosmic forces in check. These are the ones, for those of you who don't know, that are famous as brownies in Ireland. They're famous as fairies by many, many groups of people. Some are able to see them. Children especially can see them. And they control a lot of things that go on this planet. And a lot of them have been terribly ill because of the chemicalization of our planet and things like the nuclear waste and radiation that's occurring and chemtrails and all the other things that are there. He goes on to say, the burden upon the Earth body is intensified by the misuse of this body, by the bombarding of the nucleus of atoms in nuclear fission, and by the misuse of energies. We are concerned with the pollution of the body of the Earth. We are concerned with the pollution of elemental life, where elemental life and the Earth body itself have not been able to bear the toxins, the waste materials, the chemical byproducts, and the nuclear byproducts, so the bodies of you, mankind, have had to bear that weight instead, or along with us. And mankind as a whole, and especially the light bearers, walk with the cross of the Lord Jesus. They walk carrying that cross, and sometimes they fall beneath the weight of that cross as they bear it unknowingly and jointly with elementals. We are concerned with all pollution and the pollution of the sea and the air and of the food, and we see that there are times when the light bearers can scarcely lift their heads and their bodies. So charged are they with the negative charge that results from the imbalance that is being placed upon the ecosystem of Terra. In other words, us on our planet.
In the name of the I Am that I Am, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, within you I come, I serve, I am. Om Ra.
Thank you, Om Ram. And that is the end of his amazing heart stream. And I hope that you will take advantage of calling on the angels from out of the center of the earth that he named. And if you would like to have their names so that you can call on them in case you didn't write it down, please email me. I'm Donna Korth, K-O-R-T-H. I'm Donna Korth at suddenlink.net. Or you can call me at 903-885-2495 and let me know, and I will send you the list and I would be glad to answer any questions at that time also. But right now, I would like to ask one of my team, Barbara, are you there? If you're there, I'd like to ask you to seal this class, and we will invite any of you who would like to stay after with us and pray, and as you may want to ask questions of Sharon, because Sharon knows a lot about Barthium. Buddy, you can ask me to ask questions.
Donna, I'm here.
Great, Barbara, I'll let you close.
Oh, beloved Omram, we are so grateful for your great teaching, for your presence, for your praying for us and with us, for your invocation and your guidance and protection. Thank you for enlightening us and filling us with hope and purging us of darkness. Help us to go forth and be God's hands and feet and voices in the earth, and to stand and still stand with the light, for the light. We seal these energies now in our heart chakras and in our causal bodies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, everybody, for being here with us. And again, if you would like to stay after for a few minutes, we try to stay about 15 more minutes and pray for people and answer questions. Please stay here with us, and we will take prayer requests at this time. And in order to talk, you'll need to hit *6, and when you're through, hit again. Okay, we're taking prayer requests or questions.
Hi, Donna, this is Lola. Can you hear me?
Hi, Lola.
Yeah, I'm on the prayer line. My sister and Deanna couldn't be on the line. Shola's sick, and Deanna's still working till now. But I just wanted to see if you can pray, all of you can pray for my sister and Nick to have unexpected income so that they can be able to pay their bills and, you know, and help my sister not stress over it. And then for Deanna to be able to get a new job, since its current job is really stressful for her, and they keep on laying off people. And also just for all of us and everybody on the line and all throughout the world to maintain happiness, health, and faith in our God and blessings that we all have. Be grateful for all the blessings we do have. Thank you.
Great. Good. I got it down. Thanks, Lola.
Okay. Thank you.
And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Richard from Detroit.
Uh-huh.
I have two questions, basically. One, I'd like to get the list of those masters. Two is, while we were talking, I was looking on the Internet, and my understanding is that the Earth is hollow. The shell is between 700 and 1,000 miles of the shell. But do these inner beings exist on the inside of the eggshell, or is there a sun in the center of the Earth? Well, yes, there is. But then is there another Earth or another object rotating, orbiting around the center of the sun of even pressure where these beings live on? Do they live on an orbiting planet inside, or do they live on the inside of the eggshell?
They live. My understanding is that they live on the inside of the shell. And
so they live... So there is no sun, there is no planet on the inside. They live on the inside of the eggshell. That's where I'm coming up with. I'm making up that name, but they live on the inside of the eggshell.
Right, and the sun is right in the very center. And
That's what I thought I heard in the beginning. That was there was a planet inside of the Earth, but that's not true. Is that correct?
No, that's not what my understanding
is. Oh, good, 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 because that's my original thought, way back 20 years ago, was that they live on the inside, after 1,000 miles in, they live on the inside of the eggshell. Okay, all right. So if you could send me the names to my email address, that'd be fabulous. And if you could also just make a 5-second call for my mother, Stefania, to make her go to her perfect place. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I love you all.
Yes, thank you, Richard. Okay, yes, I do have your email now that I think of it. Okay, good. Yeah, thanks. Okay, next question or prayer request.
May I comment a little bit? The Druids considered ascension to go inside of the earth. You know, the in old tradition of Druids, the ascension wants to go inside of the earth.
Now, I didn't get your name.
Oh, this is Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're
so
wondering about... You're wondering about when we ascend, do we go inside the center?
No, no, no. What I'm trying to say is this, that Druids, you know, the Druids religion believe that when you pass away, you ascend inside of the earth. You go inside rather than up.
I'm sure there's some groups that do believe that. I don't know who they are, but I personally don't know any. I just have heard that there are some that do believe that you can ascend inside the planet, but I don't really know who they are. That would be a very interesting thing to find out also. And I do know, though, that just as Omram invited us during this heartstring, we can go in our soul consciousness. We can visit it. So that would be very interesting, too. If anybody wants to, all you have to do is call on Omram, and he said that he considers us his disciples, and he would be glad to, I'm sure, escort us there. Thanks, Margaret. I'm sorry I don't know more to tell you there. Maybe somebody else has some further information on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any other prayer requests or questions or observations?
Yes, Donna, this is Rebecca.
And, hi, Rebecca.
Didn't Jesus say that there are 33 levels of heaven and 33 levels of the underworld? And I was wondering, quantum physics says there are 64 levels, dimensions that they can identify. And I was wondering if these levels of heaven and of the netherworld are all here on this earth at this time in another dimension.
Well, there is such a difference in the dimensions that we can go into once we leave this planet. Either here, there, or in the air, or whatever. We just know they're on a different plane. They can be right next to us. They can be above us. They can be all around us. Because time and space is so completely different when you get on a different plane. So now, mentioning 64 dimensions, there are, I understood that there were 66 dimensions, and that would be 33 up and 33 down.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a little more sense to me, but possibly some of the dimensions have not been recognized by those people who are able to remember their soul travel or their astral travel.
Donna, this
yes.
is Barbara.
Uh-huh.
I know at one time Elizabeth's prophet said when I was at Summit University that the lower astral planes overlap with the earth plane. So maybe there's a little overlapping there as well.
That makes perfect sense, because supposedly we are right in between those two if you look
yes,
at it.
Yeah, and there's a bit of an overlap with the very highest levels of the astral plane overlap with our earth.
Right. Yes. Levels. That's right. Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah. I have a prayer request, too.
Okay.
Melanie DeVue called me today, and she's continuing to have memory problems. She spent 14 days in the hospital, and they couldn't find anything wrong with her, but they wouldn't let her go. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they were wanting her to do was to allow them to take a sample of her DNA. And she finally reluctantly agreed to that. That was on the 14th day, and then they let her go home. They wouldn't mm-hmm. let her go home before that, even though they couldn't find anything wrong with her. She'd had an episode, you know, and blacked out at her house, and it turns out she had a peptic ulcer, but they couldn't find that for almost 2 weeks, which is kind of weird.
That is
and,
kind of.
Yeah, and she feels compromised. She's mad at her husband. She's still having some mental confusion and stuff. I gave her some dietary and supplement advice today, and I suggested that she call you as well. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if she will, but she's a long-term devotee of the Masters, as you well know, and this lady is having some serious issues. And
right.
Really
I've already communicated with her husband and on quite a few things that I found on this end. So we're working
great.
On it.
Thank you so much. Okay.
May I comment on this?
Yeah.
I have a friend that had a health food store in Breckenridge, and she took her sister in who had Alzheimer's, and she found that the sister insisted on having her hair permed and curled ever so often, my friend had helped her sister clear up from, you know, some of her Alzheimer's, and she also had diabetes and the problems with that. But when she went to get to the beauty parlor, she had added confusion, you know, like tanning her hair and you know, permanent it and all that. It made her confused.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so she was absorbing some of that stuff. You know,
well, a lot of people who are allergic to things will get very confused when they get a dose of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will affect your memory, all kinds of things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other prayer?
I have a prayer request. Hello?
Yes, hello.
This is Margaret. Donna, will you please pray for all of us, be harmonious and loving so much that Ascended Masters would just accept us the way we are?
Oh, yes. We will. Do that, yes. That is happening right now, in fact. Thank you, Margaret. Do we have any other prayer requests tonight? I have one I'm going to just share with you because some of you know her. There's a lady named Lois Bjork who called me about 11:45 the other night. She had gotten our snail mail letter that day and was going through the letter and having a difficult time with... It just reminded me that we need to be praying for her. I think she's in her last year of life, probably. She's having quite a time with her memory. So let's pray for this older lady.
What's her name?
Name is Lois. It's spelled B-J-O-R-K.
That she lives in Iowa?
Yes, that's right. Lois
yes.
Bjork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's be praying for her and her memory challenges and for her to be happy at this time and to have plenty of help. Okay, any other prayer
requests? What was the other lady's name that Barbara had to pray for?
Melanie DeVust.
Yes.
D-A-V-U-S-T. Okay, any other prayer requests tonight?
Yeah, pray for our business, Warp 9 Computers.
Okay.
We're transitioning, probably going to be moving into another space here shortly.
Okay. Do you know where that's going to be?
in McKinney, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right, I've got that down. Okay, if we don't have any more requests, I'm going to read these off.
This is Carlene.
Hi, Carlene.
I'd like some prayers for my health. I have atrial fibrillation and stage 3 renal disease. So I'd like some prayers for my health.
Okay.
To improve.
Atrial fibrillation and kidney problems. Okay.
I would like you to pray for my friend Julie's as a property that she's paying out quite a bit of money on. She'd like to sell her property and
her last name is Eberhard?
Eberhard, yeah.
Okay.
She needs to sell her property so she can get down to a more economical level.
Okay. All right. I've got that down, Rebecca. Thank you. Anybody
yes.
else? Okay, then let's see. Let's pray for these right now. Donna, are you there, Donna Dregan?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the first one here. Lola requests prayer for her sister, Shola, who has been sick, and her significant other one, Nick, who needs money to pay the bills, and for her friend, Diana Zulueta. Lola and Diana are doctors, and I'm not sure what kind of job Diana wants right now, but she needs a new job, and she's also writing. I know she wants to get published, but Diana needs a new job.
Okay.
And let's see, if you would also take Richard's request to honor his mother, Stefania, who just recently transcended. And then, let's see, Cindy, are you still there? Cindy,
well, I wanted to say,
you're there?
This
okay.
is Rebecca. And
Cindy's
needs
here.
A new doctor.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. What'd you say, Rebecca?
Throckmorton needs a new doctor.
Okay. Throckmorton, where you live, needs a doctor.
Yes.
That's just a small town. Okay. A doctor for Throckmorton. I've got that down here. Okay, Cindy.
Hi, Diane.
Okay, Cindy, if you would take, let me see here. If you would take Melanie DeVue for her memory problems and her health in general, and she feels compromised and she's just generally unhappy. So if you would take Melanie, and if you would take Lois Bjork, who's also having memory problems, but this has been, I think you could say she has either Alzheimer's or severe dementia at this point.
Okay.
So those two people, Lois Bjork and Melanie DeVue. And then down here, I'll take Warp 9 Computers and Carlene Tagstrom. And would somebody like to volunteer to take Julie Eberhardt and a doctor for Throckmorton?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good, Duane. I'll give you those two. And then we'll go ahead and start with you.
I just need a little more information about Doc Martin.
Oh, a doctor. They need a medical doctor in Throckmorton, which is a little town.
Throckmorton, okay.
It's called Throckmorton. And it's a little town where Rebecca lives, not a whole lot of people live there. And they don't.
And the name, I'm sorry, I didn't get the name of the person.
They need a medical doctor in the town of Throckmorton.
And who is the name of the patient?
There is no patient.
Oh, you mean
I
thought she was saying somebody required a doctor. So
no,
they need
no,
a doctor
clinic.
In this city. Okay.
It's neat one. And then
okay.
her other request was for her friend Julie Eberhardt, who's had a lot of challenges, has been suicidal in the past, and who needs to sell her property so she can will have enough income to take care of herself.
Okay.
So your two requests, Gwen, are Julie Eberhardt and for a new medical doctor
okay.
in the town of
Throckmorton. Okay.
Okay.
Donna.
you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This is Donna. God bless you, Donna. Thank you for all the good work you do for everybody on the earth. I think we should play for Israel and the conflict out there. Hopefully, you know, get to have peace finally.
Yes.
Also, if we can pray for California, for rain, and for all those forest fires out there in those areas that are devastating so many, you know, natural spirits and the wildlife, and it's just so devastating to hearing what's going on and being incapable to do anything yourself, you know, except for your prayers, you know?
Right, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
And we thank you for your goodness and for everything, all your prayer group and all you guys that are so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay, so Donna, we'll let you start.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. In the name of Ayandadam, we call to Maha Chohan, we call to the Lords of Heaven, we call that take Stephanie, Richard's mother, Richard Zinnick's mother, who recently made her transition to the highest possible place that she has attained in all of her lifetimes. Keep her safe. Let her know that Richard is thinking of her and